For most of the past decade, Carolyn McKenzie has been all over the world tracking orphans. Not children, though, not even people, but orphaned sources of radiation.
An orphan source is a large radioactive source that is missing or is not accounted for. So these sources are used in research, in medicine, in many industrial applications. So I would do my homework before I go into a country and try and figure out what I think could be there. And then based on that, we would strategically try to figure out where they might be and then go actually search for them.
These are radiation sources that served a productive purpose once, she explains, but have fallen out of use. Now they represent a hazard of one sort or another.
A good example that you find all over the world are cobalt-60 teletherapy sources that are used in medicine. They're used for cancer treatment. Many hospitals all over the world have them. Well, if a clinic loses funding in the middle of Cambodia, then they shut down, what happens? The country may have no ability to handle it. So it could get stolen. It can be taken for scrap. People may steal the lead off of it and then actually end up dying because they're exposed to the radiation. Or it could be potentially diverted to be a dirty bomb, wrapped with explosives and potentially used to harm a lot of people or shut down a city.
But locating and securing the radiation sources is hardly the end of the story.
Many developing countries don't have radioactive waste disposal capabilities. So when these sources that are used, whether they're at a port or on an oil rig, helping drill a well or in a university setting to sterilize insects, that's a common use. All these different applications of these sources are good applications, but when they're done with them, then what happens to the source? Many of these countries don't have the capacity to store them long term or to dispose of them.
In many cases, she says, it was left to the group that sponsored her work, the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency, to build secure and impenetrable above-ground storage facilities for the radioactive waste. McKenzie is a health physicist based at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in Livermore. She visited Sonoma State University yesterday to speak as part of the school's What Physicians Do lecture series. She's now moved on from her orphan-seeking work, the official term for it is non-proliferation, and is involved in something quite different now, a training program for inspectors with the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization.
When the treaty gets ratified, and we hope it will be, I think there's 8 countries still yet to ratify it. Once it goes into effect, if a country detonates a nuclear explosion underground, the neighboring country can then request that this team of international inspectors come in to determine if an actual detonation happened or not.
As the number of uses for radiation-based technology continues to grow in engineering, medicine, government, and academia, McKenzie predicts that job opportunities in her field, health physics, will expand just to keep pace. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.